tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today is Abel Garcia. Abel is with the Department of Theater and Dance. And he's here to talk about the next production that's coming out. It's called Living Out. And I didn't mean to say coming out, living out, but it's living out. And Abel, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Now, first of all, Abel, tell us a little bit about you're an actor in this play. And when we're kids, we like to pretend a lot. We like to do a lot of stuff, make things out of different tents for everything. Mm-hmm. Have you always wanted to be an actor since you were a child?
I've always known that I wanted to be a part of the performing arts in some way. I know for a while I was playing the bass, thought I wanted to be a musician. And I actually didn't get into theater until high school. I was actually put into a theater class by accident. And at first I was really upset about it, but it kind of grew on me. And it's my passion now. It's the only thing I want to do. But ever since I was little, I've kind of always figured that I was going to be involved in the arts in some way, shape, or form.
And I guess, like when you were playing the bass, you probably, at some times imagined like you were a big rock star or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, I know when I was a kid, the Beatles were big, but we were only 7 years old, mm-hmm. In the 64. However, we made these fake guitars out of cardboard and drum set, and we would sing along to Beatles songs, and mm-hmm. So we pretend we do everything. Now, you were put in this class by accident, as you mentioned. You didn't drop it. You didn't change. So obviously you were probably saying, I guess I'll give it a try. Give it a shot.
Yeah, there was that, and I was just too lazy to get it fixed. But for the one time in my life, my laziness worked out in its favor, I guess you would say. Like, I could have switched it, but I was like, nah. What are you going to do? So, but no, and then I ended up loving it, and I adore the art, and I just hope to grow more with it, as I'm here at UTEP. So.
Here we are sitting in a studio. We're talking, having a conversation, you and I, and a lot of people say, well, it sounds like a regular conversation, and it is. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when you hear people on the radio, and especially some of the audiobooks now, one of the authors says, what I want to come across is like I'm speaking to someone or reading to someone. I don't want it to sound like it's an essay that's being read over the air. And so you have to learn how to do that as far as being on stage and not memorizing your lines, mm-hmm. but becoming that person and convincing yourself and the audience that you're not Abel Garcia.
Oh, absolutely. It's a challenge of it. It all – I feel like, a big habit that a lot of people fall into is this need to, like you said, memorize lines and this need to, like, perform, where, the reality of it is your job is to make it as honest and as genuine as possible. And, your partner will foreshadow all of that because, when you're up there, whoever you're doing the scene with is who's going to essentially make you look good, and you have to do the same for them. It's all listening, which is a lot easier said than done,
And we'll talk a little bit about behind the scenes as well in just a minute. But first of all, let's talk about Living Out. Tell us about, is this a play that's well known, or is it an original play or first time? Tell us about it.
If I'm not mistaken, it was written in 2002, 2003. I'm not sure. So it's relatively new. And I'm almost positive it's done a lot. It's a very, very good story. I feel like a lot of people in El Paso can relate to it. It takes place in Los Angeles, like I said, contemporary, and it's basically cultural diversities and these differences between this Anglo couple in Los Angeles and this Hispanic couple, this El Salvadorian couple in specific, and just their struggles and these risks that they take being – because they're both new parents, so they're dealing with that. And I'm playing Richard Robin. My wife, Nancy, hired Ana Hernandez. There's just this ongoing conflict with – you know, the differences with the way these two women were raised. And yeah, well, you know, like I said, just everything that we're all kind of trying to do to be new parents, because we're all not good at it by any means. So, yeah, that's there's a lot going on. And I think, it's funny, it's tragic. And I think it's a pretty relatable story. So,
as you mentioned, it's new parents it's a tough job. Mm-hmm. And it's a tough job being a parent anyway. Mm-hmm. But when you're in a strange land, and I'm assuming that either you or the Hernandez family are immigrants, are they not, or they're just living in a big city for the first time?
They're immigrants from El Salvador, yes. Me and my wife born and raised in Los Angeles, so.
And what was the biggest difference as far as adjusting to show the audience that, you know, they are from a different country? However, we're all people. We're all the same. We're all mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, but we have different ways of doing things.
Mm-hmm. The upbringing, yeah, of course, they're all different. But ultimately, it comes down to, you know, for a literary aspect, you can say there's an antagonist and a protagonist. But all in all, there's not really like a bad guy. They're doing what they can, and they're making the best of these situations that they're put in. Because, when a kid is thrown on you, I'm assuming there's nothing ideal is going to come along with it. You adjust because your life is now about that child. So, you know, you do whatever you can to better life for them. So,
as far as this play primarily focuses on the women and the mothers.
Mm-hmm.
However, I want to know, what about the fathers? Do you have a tough time dealing with the father and perhaps the way they're raising their child? Because, you know, as you mentioned, women, you know, have this motherly instinct. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody parents differently. However, at the same time, that, you know, motherhood instinct comes out. But as a father, there are different fathers. Some are, you know, I just do my job. I don't want to talk to you right now. And then some are very, you know, I want to go play ball with you. I want to go be a coach. They're very involved. So how big are the differences between the men? Because this, I would imagine, focuses mostly on the women.
It is, yes. It does focus on Anna and Nancy. But going from Richard and Bobby's point, I feel like their ultimate conflict within the play is, you know, yeah, adjusting to raising their kid. And I know Richard, like, he was a musician. He was like a party guy. I don't really feel like he was ever one to figure he was going to settle down. And sure enough, he did. And you know, him and Nancy are married or whatever. But he's dealing with struggling, you know, with this aspect of being a new father. But moreover, because Nancy has hired Anna to be the nanny or whatever, he notices throughout the play that she's not even really paying attention to him anymore. So he's also kind of dealing with neglect from his wife, as well as, well, what do I do? Like, I also need help because I'm no expert at raising a child. I think Bobby's dealing with a lot of that too. Anna's being gone, you know, she's always at our house, so he doesn't have his wife there, as well. That's kind of like an ongoing thing for both of the dads / husbands in the show.
And what about, because Anna is working for you all, what about the care of her child? Is that falling on, Richard?
Well, actually, as far as me and Nancy are concerned, her children are both in El Salvador. She ends up lying to Nancy to get the job because you see in the beginning of the play a lot of the new mothers that are considering hiring her. As soon as Anna says, oh, well, I have one child in El Salvador and another one here, they're automatically turned off. They're like, you know what? I need someone to make my kids a priority, which is an actual quote from the play. So actually, as far as we're concerned, she doesn't have a child. Yeah, interestingly enough.
As far as the story goes, because, as you mentioned, it's very contemporary and people could relate. It could happen here in El Paso. It could happen here in the Southwest. Was that difficult for you to change to that part, or was it a little bit easier because of where you live?
Yeah, culturally, it wasn't a huge shock for me reading the script. I mean, me myself, my father is Hispanic and my mother's white, so it wasn't not much different for me. Actually, it's fun because I don't think I've been a part of a play as of now that the environment has been as close to home as this one is.
And as far as the background, tell us a little bit about. Is it pretty much obvious that you're in Los Angeles or a border town or?
Yeah, it. I think it loans itself a little more to a border town, and I do know there are lines that kind of hint towards they're in Los Angeles, but for the most part, it's border town USA. I think people are going to take that away from it.
I don't want you, obviously, to give away the ending to the play. However, tell us a little bit how the story develops, and then you know what the director, what the writer, producer. Exact actors are looking for as getting receiving from the audience.
Ultimately, I feel like the conflict is not only these risks that they obviously don't want to take that they are taking as new parents, but the state of the two marriages. How it looks like they both are crashing towards the play, what has to happen to mend it. And I feel like that's what we want the audience to be engaged with is are they going to be fine or are either of the couples going to end up divorced? What do they have to do to mend not only themselves but, you know, the child making it mending these families? I think is really what we're trying to go for, what Yuvia is trying to go for in the director.
We talked a little bit about the behind the scenes, and of course, a director plays a big role, and so do the guys who set up the set because you know it has to look realistic. So, tell us specifically what a director does, because sometimes people are confused as far as director, producer, etc.
The director, I mean, it's ultimately their vision. They pick up a script and they. You know, they say this is kind of my metaphor for the play. This is what I want to do with the show. And they, I mean, I feel like good directors will not necessarily tell their designers and actors this is the way it has to be. Rather, this is kind of the route I want to go with it, but I'll let you do your thing. A designer comes in, you know, shows them the set. And yeah, like if, you know, as long as it's within the realm, they'll be like, you know, yeah, let's go this route with it. At the same token, though, I kind of want you to put your own, you know, your heart and soul into it because, you know, we're all artists here. But yeah, I mean, ultimately, they're the captain of the ships, you know, with letting everyone be artists and make creative choices. But ultimately, yeah, they're the boss. So.
Here we are at the radio studio, as I mentioned, and you're. Moving your hands and doing different kind of gestures, body language, nonverbal. And that's something that, you know, people don't realize that on stage, your voice has to carry out. And sometimes the voice is what makes the acting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because going off of like how it has to be honest and genuine and, you know, it'd be real easy to fall into like a mumbly conversation to keep it as real as possible. But yeah, no, you do. There's a projection aspect that's. I mean, like right now I'm not yelling at you, but in there I'd probably have to raise my voice a little bit.
Abel, tell us about the opening dates, when people can expect to get their tickets or where they call for tickets, etc.
Mm-hmm. For ticket information, call 915-747-5118. Non-UTEP students, it's $11. For UTEP students, it's $9. The dates are September 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, all at 8 p.m., September 29th at 2:30 p.m., and 7 p.m. Yes, that's Sunday. There's two shows.
Okay, well, thank you very much for being with us here. We have been visiting with Abel Garcia. He is one of the actors in Living Out, and it's basically a story of undocumented immigrants who enter the United States every day in order to seek better lives for themselves and their families. So it can be related to the Southwest and where we live. If you need additional information about this play, Living Out, 747-5118. Thank you for being with us, Abel.
Thank you so much for having me.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Ingrid Flores, and it was produced by Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Hines.